This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
See what we have in store for you this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen. I can't really tell you that we can see what there is ahead because it's a radio program, but I instinctively can tell you that there will be information here that you'll get in the next hour that you will not be able to get anyplace else, mostly because of the expertise of our host, Ken Kronos, what he does in his own world of research at Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic down in Central Florida. Dr. Ken, one of the best known cardiologists around the country. He's won a number of awards, has been a facilitator. He gives great advice, and that's why he's here on Good Day Health. And you can connect with him for that said advice. If you want to go to his office, hey, call him at 352-735-1400 for good information. Call Ken. 352-735-1400. Telemedicine or in person at the office, he will serve you well. And he serves us well here every week on this program as we go through some of the major work done by the institutions that are trying to find what the next advance is. So Ken looks at the journals and reports to us on how what has come out of some of the journals is going to affect you and yours. So as COVID, we haven't talked for a few days, and I came down with something, and I was going to call you, and then I thought, now you got other stuff to do. It was over Thanksgiving. But I apparently got the flu. I did not get COVID. I tested myself for COVID a couple of times, and I didn't get it. But I came down with some whammel-bammel. You know me, I don't get sick, and when I do get something, it really knocks me on my keister for a while. And so I had a bout with what was described as some kind of a flu. There's a heavy flu going around apparently everywhere because a lot of people that I know have gotten it. I had 103-degree temperature the night that I got it. The next morning when I get up to do the radio program, my temperature was 94. I felt like I was burning up, and then I was so cold, Ken, and it's taken me 4 or 5 days to really shake it. I feel today as good as I have felt since Thanksgiving. And so I'm pretty much feeling like I'm back to myself. But it's really, I was very surprised because it knocked me for a loop, and I don't usually get knocked for a loop, as you know.
It's nice to be with you, Doug, and thank you for sparing me my Thanksgiving. You could have called. You know, you can call me anytime.
I know.
But it sounds to me like you have the flu that's going around. There is a variant of it that is knocking people out. I'm hearing 1 to 2 weeks, which is a little unusual for the flu, but I'm hearing exactly what you're just described for people who have been diagnosed with the flu.
Yep. I went to visit my son's wife has a place up in Napa Valley, so I went there for Thanksgiving. I didn't have any appetite. I lost 7 pounds in 4 days. And for me, that is radical. And
you drink
not having an appetite
wine?
Is radical. Well, I don't know good I don't know good wine from bad wine. You know that. So
you were in Napa. There's not very much bad wine in Napa.
No, apparently not. All the people who were with me, there were a number of families that were together, and they all seemed to be having a good time with the wine and the food. I enjoyed the time there because it was with my son and my grandson, but I will tell you that I didn't have much to eat.
Oy. Having trained in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco and being so close to Napa, one of the things they made sure all the cardiology fellows learned was, yes, their heart disease, their cardiovascular circulatory system, but they made sure also that we knew our wines. They got us together as fellows, like one Friday night a month. They got all the cardiology fellows together, and they gave us a tutorial in wines.
It's very easy to get. You know, it's a beautiful area of California. You can be there in 45 minutes from San Francisco International. You can be there in like 35 minutes from Oakland, and about the same from San Jose. It's a very therapeutic place to go if you are looking for good therapy. And I think good therapy for me anyway is getting to be with my family and getting away for a day or two from what the normal routine is. That's kind of all that I need, and then away I go. But you're right. A lot of people that I know have had this, and they've been down and out for a couple of weeks. Fortunately, I'm a strong character, and my immune system serves me well. But it didn't serve me well enough to keep me from getting it.
I would like to know, and we can talk about it in the next segment, given that there is some new information about the flu vaccine, if this has changed your opinion about next year getting the flu vaccine.
That's a great question, and yeah, let's address that along with some other COVID things coming up here on the Good Day Health this hour with Dr. Ken Kronos, the Good Day Health program. Medicare's annual enrollment period is going to end December the 7th. So if you haven't signed up, maybe you ought to listen a little bit to Jill Harris, who has some more info on the deadline.
The deadline for Medicare's annual enrollment period is looming. Andy Gossett, Manager of Sales Excellence Department at eHealth, a licensed health insurance agency, shares his tips for careful planning.
With over 4,000 Medicare plans to choose from, it's important to prepare by knowing your Medicare ID number and current coverage details. Then, dedicate at least 1 hour for the education, selection, and enrollment.
Don't delay. The deadline for the annual enrollment period is coming up fast. However, it's not too late to beat the clock and make smart coverage selections.
I recommend taking a health inventory. Decide if your medical or prescription needs have changed in the past year. Lastly, go to eHealth to compare plans from the nation's top insurance companies all in one place with no fees or obligations to enroll.
To compare Medicare options and for all your enrollment needs, visit eHealth.com. eHealth is a licensed insurance agency and is not affiliated with the government.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back again with Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health, the weekend after Thanksgiving. So we were talking about the flu, and Ken asked me whether I have a different idea about the flu vaccine. I had the flu. Remember when I got the COVID shots, the first round, I went whole hog. I got the shots for the COVID, and I got a flu vaccination, which I had never gotten before in my life. I don't know. I think there are so many people who have told me not about the flu, although I remember when my father got a flu shot one year and he got deathly ill and he never got another one after that. I just wonder if some people, my sister maintains, because she's never had COVID, that some people must be immune to it just naturally. And so, she had the first round of shots. She and I did in that first year. I think she got a flu shot. We were actually talking about getting another a shot for, what the heck was she asking me about?
RSV.
It had to do...
RSV.
Yeah, she didn't want to get that, but there was another one about pneumonia.
Pneumonia vaccine has been out for a while, but the one that additional vaccine now adults, not only the newborns need to consider, and this has been approved for those over 60, is the RSV, which is another respiratory virus that goes around this time of year, but, that's just another item to consider. But should we talk about the new information about the flu vaccine this week?
Yeah, let's do that, because it looks like it comes right down your wheelhouse in terms of being a cardiologist. It might impact people who are your clients, your patients.
Yes, out of Scientific Reports, this is a very good medical journal. This is a study of over 9,000 patients, Doug. People who get the flu vaccine, they may have improved heart health. Patients who receive flu vaccinations, they have a 26% reduced risk of having a heart attack and are 33% less likely to die from cardiovascular disease. So this is quite significant, some added benefit in getting a flu vaccine. And remember, the flu vaccine that you get in your arm is not going to give you the flu. It's not a live virus. Some people, not many these days, take the one that you inhale. That's a live virus. I don't really recommend that one unless you're really afraid of needles. And this needle is really no big deal. I've had mine for the flu. And again, this is not a live virus. You're not going to get the flu from it. And it does take 2 weeks to become effective. And it doesn't absolutely protect you from getting flu. It just gives you, if you're going to get the flu, a much milder case. And it protects you from dying and also from getting hospitalized from the flu, but not absolutely from getting the illness. And that's where there's a lot of confusion. Oh, I got my vaccine. Why did I get the flu? That the indication is not to prevent any disease, but to prevent death and to prevent hospitalization from the flu.
Well, that was the case the first time around. Most people didn't understand that aspect of it, because a lot of people, as you just suggested, were saying, I got my shots, I still got the flu. But it seems to have prevented, or at least the word is, that it may have prevented some people from getting much sicker. I don't know. How do you know? See, you got a feel for it. Just one way or another, you got to have a feel for it. I've said that I did the first round, and I didn't have much. You had more reaction to the shot itself than I did. I remember when we talked about it, I didn't have much reaction to, I think the first one I didn't have any reaction to. Second one I had a little, but I remember you saying that you had a bit of a reaction. And some people had more.
The COVID shot?
Yeah.
Well, I had the exact same thing. It just made me quite fatigued for a day, and then the next day I was fine.
Yeah. I remember getting the shot and then going out and getting on the track.
I was horizontal for one day, and then I was fine.
I went out after I had the shot in the afternoon. I went and got on a tractor on the farm and did some work, and at 7 o'clock, man, was I done. I went home, just like you, I went home at 7 o'clock and went to bed, and then woke up the next morning and I was fine. But it, for whatever the reason, whatever why it does that, and probably not that important to figure out why.
The immune system response is vigorous.
Yeah. Right. Well, it helps engage it. I think that's part of what this is all about. Okay. So there's some news this week about people who have long COVID. There is sort of a clue to what will happen to your body if you have COVID, according to the info that Ken will share with us in just a few minutes here on Good Day Health.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The COVID problems, people, we all know that you look at the ads on TV and hear the ads on the radio, and the people at Pfizer are really pushing the COVID shots, and that's okay if that's what you want to get. You know, help yourself. I think it's an individual decision. But if you don't, as Ken is suggesting, this is sort of what the afterthought is. You get the shot, your chances are you won't prevent yourself 100% from getting it, but you won't get a serious case. And I would guess that into that serious case file comes long COVID itself, right?
Well, yeah, there is some evidence. It's not overwhelming, but there is some evidence that you do lower your risk of getting long COVID. Some studies show it is strong evidence, some studies a little less. So my own feeling is that if you do get vaccinated, you are lowering your risk of getting long COVID, which is another good reason. But, Doug, if you're looking for a radiologist this week, you know what city in America you want to be in?
No.
Chicago, because that's where the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America is. So most of your radiologists, I hope they left a few back at your local hospital, but they're in Chicago and they're sharing the latest information from their field. A lot of studies reported this week and some very interesting news. And we're going to report some of it. And some of it is what Doug led into about what we know about people with long COVID, because 10 to 25% of patients with COVID-19 infection wind up developing this long COVID where the symptoms just don't go away after a couple of months. And the news this week, Doug, is that people with long COVID, they exhibit brain changes, yes, brain changes that are different from the brains of fully recovered COVID-19 patients. COVID-19 induces a specific pattern of microscopic structural changes in various brain regions of people long after they get their illness, and this is what long COVID's all about. So this is a little scary, but concerning long COVID, if you have the symptoms, it's real.
Okay, so let's follow up with that. A lot of discussion around COVID and what's in the air and the things that are all around us, the viruses, the bacteria, the germs, and whether we need to have ourselves masked or whether we need to have air filters in the place where we work, or do we need to have there maybe new cars that have air filters. I'm seeing some people that are building cars, some of the manufacturers are trying to sell a new kind of air filtration system that's supposed to catch some of the airborne gluck that's in the air. Is this a smart move or not? What do we know about air filtration in general, Ken?
Well, the latest is out this week in the medical journal Preventive Medicine, Doug, that these air filters might help keep the air in your home fresh. But this new review finds that they do not appear to reduce your risk of catching an airborne virus. Technologies designed to make indoor spaces safer from infection are not effective in the real world. This is from researchers of the University of East Anglia in the UK, and they feel very strongly about this based on their research.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you get right down to brass tacks, we decided the N95 was the only decent air filtration system you could wear as a mask. And then you look, I have a filter, I don't know whether you do or not, and I have one in my bedroom. I have one downstairs in the den where I spend a lot of time because I think you need to have these things to keep the air clear as much as anything else. So, all right, good advice there. More information coming up from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
News update.
Let's be clear about this. It's because of Hamas that this pause ended.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council during the briefing at the White House. This as explosions heard in Gaza as fighting continues now for a second day after the Israel-Hamas truce ended. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours since the truce expired. Now, as process for aid getting into Gaza, John Kirby telling reporters,
"It looks like we're going to be able to resume it, probably in terms of dozens of trucks versus hundreds of trucks, but that's a good sign."
In other news, the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has passed away. She was 93 years old and was suffering from advanced dementia. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite. com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Four after the hour now, you're listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen here to try to facilitate some of the information that we pass along every week. You go to gooddayhealthshow.com for our download, which is essentially a podcast. You can also hear the program there, but mostly on radio stations around the country over the weekend. They are the ones that specialize. We have a couple of hundred of those that carry Ken and I. Ken from Lake Cardiology. The most recent podcast is a focus on Medicare to a point, also COVID, you know, the things that are on all of our minds at this time of year. Diabetes, what we're eating for Thanksgiving, what it's doing to our weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can catch all of that every week at gooddayhealthshow.com. Now, back with the focus on what we do when it comes to stem cell research. This has been something that's been on the back burner for a while, Ken. There are now people that are getting stem cell injections. I think I told you the precursor to this. I had what they call PRP, which is a plasma replacement therapy in both of my shoulders. And I was told that if it didn't really work well, the next step would be to have some sort of stem cell injection. I have had good luck with the PRP, actually, and so I'm not feeling like I need, you know, I get a little healing on the shoulder from time to time, and I'm a little more careful than I used to be. And I'm also, frankly, I'm lifting heavier weights. I have to be careful how I do it, but I want to keep my muscle structure where it is, or make it a little stronger, because I'm a great believer in, and I've seen this happen 100 times, I've seen it happen once to older people in my family. You lose your muscle, the bone, the skeleton falls apart, you look like a shrinking little old man or woman. And so a couple of things here with regard, I'm throwing a lot at you, but I was thinking about this and how important it is to guard yourself against how your body falls apart. Now, there's some new information specifically aimed at the people who have multiple sclerosis, right? What's the stem cell story with that?
This is really good hope, good news. This comes out of Cell Stem Cell this week, medical journal. MS, multiple sclerosis, Doug. It occurs when the body's own immune system attacks and damages the protective sheath around nerve fibers. This is called myelin. It's, you know, think of a wire and think around the insulation around the wire. This is what gets damaged. This is the myelin in the nerves. This disrupts messages sent around the brain and spinal cord when this myelin protective sheath is damaged. Just think about the nerves just getting all shorted out like the wires in your house would if the protective insulation was gone. Stem cells, Doug, injected into the brains of multiple sclerosis patients, the news is, appear to protect them against further damage from the degenerative disease. So this is really some hope for MS patients. If you want to get involved in this, see if you can get yourself enrolled in a study that's going on in your city with MS and stem cells. This would be the quickest way for an MS patient to get involved and get some of the potential benefit that's coming out of this brand new research.
I'm really surprised at the number of people I know that have MS that I didn't know had MS. I have a friend who's a farmer in town here who has a fairly, I don't know, mild isn't the right word for it. It's not debilitating, but he can feel it more, and it takes more of a toll on him as he's getting older. And so there are varying degrees as to how much of a problem this could be for you and when it shows up. Is this a hereditary thing? Is MS something that is hereditary, or do you get it somehow? Is it another virus?
It's most likely a viral autoimmune kind of illness, and you know, maybe it has some little bit of genetic potential because of the autoimmune potential, but the understanding of it's complex, but it's probably related to some damage by a virus, and then the body starts attacking itself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, now, I made reference a few moments ago as I was introducing this conversation about stem cell therapy and how it can be used. We were talking about MS specifically here, though. There are a lot of people that are trying to use the PRP or the stem cell to fix their knees or their hips, their shoulders, joints all over their body. There is a better way to protect your knees, and what I'm hearing from people who are my age, Ken, and your age, is that the knee replacement operation is worse than the hip replacement operation, which surprises me because what I've heard about the hip thing is nothing that I'd want to have done to me, but then I don't want to have knee replacement either. Unfortunately, because of what I was saying, the musculature in my legs and in my arms and shoulders and stuff holding my body together. So the news is if you're keeping your body in shape, especially your legs, it could have a dramatic impact on the health of your knees. Yes?
Well, I really do agree with most of what you just said, and this is more news out of Chicago, the Radiological Society of North America meeting this week. Doug, I don't know if you do squats and lunges at all in your workout, but, you know, they're not exactly the most enjoyable exercises.
No, they're not fun at all. No.
But the good news is that they do appear to help save your knees. Folks with strong quads building up their thighs appear to be less likely to require a total knee replacement.
Yep. I just think it's smart to just keep yourself. Muscle is good for you. It's attractive. You don't have to become a bodybuilder. You don't have to take drugs and do stuff that's silly for, you know, your overall longevity. But you can do a lot with a set of weights and some machines and things, and maybe a good trainer. And there
a
are
lot
different
of reps of lightweight is so effective.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's that story. Now, I have been, for whatever the reason, talking a lot about artificial intelligence in my daily program, The Good Day Show. It just seems to be in, it's in my face, it's in all of our faces all the time. And you and I have talked about it here with sort of a different focus each week. So we'll take a different focus with this in a matter of moments. What's going on with artificial intelligence, how it could help predict something that is a real problem, and if so, it'll be a real enhancement to the sort of recovery or detection even, and a certain type of cancer. Hold on for that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, holding on to my recommendation to get on the Calitrin bandwagon, because over the next few weeks, the average American, you and me and everybody listening, going to gain 8 or 9 pounds, maybe 10 pounds, 12 pounds through this season, the holiday season going through at least New Year's. Some people figure, well, they can hold on until Valentine's Day. Well, the way to, you know, get around some of the crazy madness that happens in January, join the gym and save $80 or go on this diet that's all full of food that you've never eaten in 100 years, or take this pill that's loaded with caffeine. All those things probably work to a certain extent, but what happens when you go back to those evil ways of eating the stuff that you ate and not exercise, all that sort of thing? I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it, because you should. We were just talking about that. But then there's Calitrin, which is scientifically proven for weight loss and many other things as well. The website TopLoss.com, which is the Calitrin website, TopLoss.com, is loaded with actual statements from customers, clients, people who have lost, 20 pounds, 40 pounds, and to follow over what Ken and I were just talking about with regard to joints, your knees, man, if you're overweight, the joint pain that'll cause and the problems to your knees, no, you don't want that. So take the product that's all natural, that's safe even with medications. Doctors recommend taking Calitrin because it doesn't interfere at all with any medication. So you don't have to fear getting onto this and then taking your regular medication, because there are no negative side effects at all. Join the Calitrin movement. Get healthy. Go to TopLoss.com. Buy now, pay later with a certain plan that they have. You can take advantage of that when it's available, and I think it's available right now through the end of the year. Calitrin at TopLoss.com, the natural weight loss formula. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Check it all out, TopLoss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank y'all.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the research that Ken has done this week. Although I'm going to take a side trip here for a moment, because there is a stuff floating around in the general news media this week about the percentage of doctors who are saying that they're going to leave their current position. I don't know whether you interpret that as I'm going to quit being a doctor, or I'm working for a big outfit and I'm going to open my own practice, or what that means. But it is significant because people are used to the fellow. You remember when you and I used to work with John Bordick, who was my general, what I call him, primary care physician up here. You and he would consult. And so he came to me last year and said, I'm going to do a concierge thing, and it's going to cost you $2,500 a year. And, you know, you all get all the same, you know, the same care. And it bothered me, so I didn't do it. And, you know, I don't know whether that's part of what's going on. People are leaving working for the big hospital chains because they suck, frankly, from what I can gather, and they want to start their own practices. So what does this survey mean from your side of the street, Ken?
The American Medical Association, Doug, about an hour ago, just released a survey. They asked physicians what percent of them expected to be out of their current spot in 2 years. So they asked physicians, do you expect in the next 2 years to change from your current position? And what do you think the percent responding in the affirmative were, that yes, they will be in a different position than they are currently?
I don't know, but I'm betting it'll scare a lot of people who are listening to this program right now.
Including myself. Yeah. The answer that the AMA reports is that 40% of doctors eye an exit, that they are 40% of doctors plan to leave their current spot in 2 years. That's what the American Medical Association is reporting from their survey just this morning.
So would you think that that would be, I had several different scenarios there. If they aren't saying they're going to leave the practice of medicine, but as you know, some of these huge hospital like Tenet, for example, we have Tenet operating our hospital in Framingham, and it is a nightmare. It's a horror show. People are leaving the cardiology department, I mean, it's just a mess.
Well, and that's where maybe much of the 40% are there.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking. They'll leave a place like that and then start maybe their own, hang out their own shingle and be it like
is,
you.
Run but their that own is way. Very unsettling. I think that a lot of it is that physicians don't feel, you know, I'm not talking personally, but I think a lot of it is just feeling unappreciated.
Yep.
And we've been through a lot with COVID, and I just think there's lack of appreciation.
A lot of stuff going on grinding that gristmill for sure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Up next, it's questions for Dr. Ken. Stay tuned for that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Three past the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please avail yourself of the good fortune you can have by meeting with Ken either in his office at Lake Cardiology, or there's telemedicine that's recognized by the insurance companies if you're a ways away and you want a good consult from a doctor who, yeah, is a specialist in cardiology and circulation, that sort of thing, but he just has a firm grip and a grasp on the body in general. So, hey, what the heck? And nothing
and
to lose.
I will be in my current position in 2 years, unlike 40% of the rest of my colleagues.
Right. Ken's referring to a study that suggests that 40% of doctors are going to move into some other way, shape, or form of practicing perhaps in the next couple of years. So check in with Ken at 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400. And now that we get into questions for Dr. Ken, I would encourage you to leave a question any time of the week, frankly. You can dial 855-999-3684 and record a question for Ken that we'll get on the air the next week. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. Here's a question about exposure to pesticides and what it does to men and their sperm count. This is something that I feel very strongly about, not necessarily because it affects my sperm count at this age, but the pesticides that are around are so poignant. They're the three P's: pathetic, poignant, powerful. What happens? What's the research here suggest what happens to men's sperm count when they're exposed to some of this stuff from Monsanto, Ken.
Doug, the latest information and news about this was about 2 weeks ago in a medical journal, Environmental Health Perspectives. And what we learn is that pesticide exposure, it appears to be linked to lower sperm concentration in men around the world. This was a review of 25 studies spanning nearly 50 years and found consistent links between lower sperm concentrations and two widely used classes of insecticides. These are organophosphates and N-methyl carbamates. And interestingly, in this study, most of the exposure was not from peat farmers using the pesticides, but from all of us either eating or drinking the pesticides in the food or the liquid that we took in.
It went all over lawns. People have these turf doctors come in and spray that crap on their lawns. What do you think happens to your dog when he or she walks on that? Never mind a young child that's going to go out in the good weather and play on the lawn. You got to be nuts to have that stuff put on your lawn or be anywhere around it. Some things you can avoid, some things you can't. That's the kind of stuff you can avoid easily. Okay, next question.
It may be why your dog's not very fertile.
If your dog doesn't get pregnant, maybe the male that's around, or maybe it's the female. You never can tell. But we're not being facetious. It's a very big worry and a concern and a danger.
Men, if your sperm count is lower, if you're considering, you may want to do a little research about foods lowest in pesticides, and that may help you increase the size of your family.
I promised when I was talking about this on the Good Day program that we would talk this week another focus on AI, artificial intelligence, and this is good. This is actually quite good, the news on what happens when you can use this stuff if you are someone that might have lung cancer. This is a step up there, yes?
Yeah, this is a fascinating study, Doug. This also comes out of the Radiological Society that's going on this week. And, the bottom line here is that artificial intelligence will not replace radiologists. But radiologists, Doug, who do not use AI, they may be replaced. In this study, the radiologist developed this AI program that could look at just a plain chest x-ray and see things that human radiologists don't see. And the AI was able to identify those who were at high risk of developing lung cancer who did not smoke. Because all of lung cancer is about 20% who don't smoke. All of lung cancer clearly is not from smoking, and this amazing AI was able to pick out from just an ordinary plain chest x-ray, not a CAT scan, plain chest x-ray, who is at risk.
All right. Very good information. Thank you for your questions. Again, dial up 855-999-3684 if you have some. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.